Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his name. Thank you that we realize how great you are. Just the greatness of God. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you've enlightened our eyes to see it, our hearts to know, and to know you. And Lord, to intimately know you, to know your heart, to know the good pleasure of your will. Lord, to know what you desire. Lord, thank you, Lord God. Just the sincerity that we can come to you just boldly with, Lord, just as I am. Lord, that's what you love, that I need your son. I'm here with the blood of the Lamb. Oh, I thank you, God, thank you. I love your son. We love your son. We love your son. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's just so overwhelming. Words fail us. But Lord, you know, and thank you, thank you, thank you. You're going to send him soon. You're going to send him soon because you promised you will. And he assured us that he will come. And we're waiting. And thank you, Lord, your spirit is doing a mighty work. We're alive. We're expecting. And we're remaining because of your grace and first love. Take us on today, Jesus. Take us on as only you can. We give you the praise in your precious name. Amen. Oh, thank God. Isn't he wonderful? It's just so wonderful to praise him, thanking him. I mean, he called you and chose you. Oh, my. And I thank God for the soaring that he gives us just in the teaching and here today, the Sunday school classes, the song, the prayer, the praise. I don't have enough to praise him with. But the name Jesus is enough. That name Jesus is enough. All right, Romans 15, let's get there. Romans 15. And I am so thankful how fitting it is every time the fullness of the Holy Ghost that God gives us in this meeting. Never take it for granted. Don't one time be complacent in it. Be thankful. People that don't understand it, I pray that they would pray to want to understand it. But once you get critical, that's a very, very, very sad place to be. And I pray for you. Because you don't know what you're doing. But one thing I can tell you is you're being defiant. You don't want that. I thank God for the fire that is present in this place. I do. And it's needful. Very needful. I thank God for the love that overflows in the vessels in this precious meeting. And I thank God for it. And we understand it's all because of the fullness. The fullness of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. That is his purpose. That is this age. This is this day that he has given us. All began there at Pentecost. I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you the Comforter. I'm going to send you the Spirit of Truth. I'm going to send you the one that's going to take the love of Christ. And he's going to shed it abroad in your heart. It's going to be like a gusher. It's going to be a geyser. It'll strengthen you like nothing you've ever known. It'll give you the same power that, Lord, my Father has given to me. Jesus is telling them. It's going to raise me and seat me with him. I'm going to perform everything. And I'm going to go to send him to you. He's been with you. You've seen the mighty things. But now he's going to be in you. Because you're going to be my mighty thing. You're going to be my glory. You're going to need my power to transform you from glory to glory into the very image of the one that I will wed, that will be glorified together with me, that will rule and reign together with me, that will occupy everything together with me. Now, That's the beauty of God. And the beauty of God in his faithfulness, brothers and sisters, in his faithfulness and in his grace, he has anointed your eyes to see this. He's enlightened them. He's given you ears to hear this. Given you an ear to desire this. You can't manufacture this. You can't do this on your own. This is the free gift of God that gave you this ear to hear. That's why every single one of the seven churches, he that hath an ear, let him hear. He that hath an ear, let him hear. We have the message to the church of Philadelphia. Amen. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. We have that message. Oh, praise God. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation that will come upon the whole world. You have that ear. He has given you his faith to believe that, and praise God, his spirit to press on for the mark, for the prize, for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, we know that the infilling of the Holy Ghost is not an experience. And yes, it is in a way, but it's not just for the experience. We know that this precious Holy Ghost was given to us. He's the guide into the purpose of the good pleasure. The purpose of the good pleasure of his will. Into the very purpose of his ecstasy. To lead you and to have you transformed in understanding what he desires above all to receive. This is God. This is God we're talking about. This isn't some puny trillionaire on this planet. These countries that think they're so powerful with all their bombs and he can blow them just like the dust. That's your God, and that's the God that loves you like this. Now we have the purpose of all truth, don't we? Given every bit of it to you. The Holy Ghost to guide you into all truth. And without him, you know you can't get it. You can't understand it. You cannot remotely get there. And he told his disciples specifically, I have so many things to tell you. But you can't understand them. You can't receive them. It's not possible. You need my power. You need my power. But that power, I will tell you, it'll transform you, honeys, into everything, everything that I desire for your life. It's the power that not only gives us all truth, it's the power then that takes that truth and allows us to see the love in it. Amen. See, nothing can inspire you except the Holy Ghost. Amen. Nothing. Because he's the one that'll take the truth, show it to you, and then you need the Holy Ghost even more. Because he takes the truth that you know now, and then he sheds it abroad in your heart. Amen. Oh, yes, he does. Because you won't run on. You won't without it. If you're just confident in your knowledge, you'll miss it. If you're just going to sit there and say, well, I know. You're not in love. You need joy. Amen. Oh, and you need a full joy. And you need a full joy that bubbles over joy. And see, that is where we're at in verse 13 that this Holy Ghost does that I think so many miss. They think, I'm just going to go at this and I'm just going to have it my way. You ain't going to have it your way. Not if you want to sit in the midst of the throne with him. You're not going to do it that way. This is the lover of his soul. This is one that dances before him like David. This is the one that doesn't care what everybody else says. This is the one that says, well, I know what you thought I was, but this is who I am in Christ. This is the one that doesn't just come through motions coming to church. And this is the order, and this is how we do it. And there is not chaos in this place. And by the grace of God, there is not strange fire in this place. Because I believe by the grace of God, we have ones truly that pray, Lord, we want your will. And we want all your perfect and complete will. We want to be vessels that are filled with all the fullness of God. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And I thank God he's brought us into this place. And we believe God. The simplicity of it all. Isn't it a marvelous thing? But then the igniter of it all, this Holy Spirit, right here, chapter 15, verse 13. Now. When's that? Now. Now. Not tomorrow. Not 6 months ago or 20 years ago. Now. Now. The God. He's instructing you, sons. He's instructing you, kings. This is the doctrine of the kings now. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. How are we moving through life right now? Joy and peace in believing? Is that the testimony of Christ Jesus in you? Well, if the testimony of Christ Jesus is in you, this is your testimony. Huh? Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound. Perisuo. Ever increasing, infinite upon infinite upon infinite increasing, abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you live the purpose of the Holy Ghost? Do you live with this abounding in hope? Is your testimony of Christ that of joy and peace? Or do I just lock it down? I've been around Christians like that a lot of my life. I'm not seeing that in the midst of the throne glory with him. And I would be wrong, by the grace of God, if a house was on fire, that I would not come to my brother. And I would say, you better wake up. We are so near. We are so near. I don't even know if I'll get out another word. We are so near. But this is what this is. So few living stirred. And you don't want to miss this. You now need to live alive. And abounding alive. That's the alive. In joy and peace and believing by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, amen. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. This is the reality. This is the reality of the most holy faith in love. Faith in love. I have joy in believing my God. Jesus is coming. Jesus, our bridegroom, is coming. He's coming, and we live in the moment he could come today. I mean, this is what it is. I thank the Lord. And we don't go on and get miserable because he hasn't come yet. Oh, no, 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 no. He's coming, and he's coming today. He's coming today. This is the now. This is the now. By God's grace, every moment is now. Sure, we got things we got to do. We go to work. We go to all these things. But who's got you? What's got your attention? Are you distracted with all these things? You do not want to miss this. This is too good. It is so beyond. He is. How great thou art. Oh, my. Oh, my. That's the Holy Ghost abounding hope, saints. That's what it is. That's your shield of faith. That's the helmet of salvation. That's what it is. It's locked on the moment of the appearing of our Lord. And really, just pray, Lord, let my heart be locked on in first love. Don't let me be distracted. Don't let me be entangled with the things of this life. I'll tell you what. I thank the Lord. I'm preoccupied with Jesus. You ever been in, I can't be interrupted? I'm preoccupied with Jesus. I'm preoccupied with the joy that's set before him. That's you. That's you. And that joy is always set before him. It's you. He just wants you to enter into that joy. This is the joy unspeakable. It's the foolishness of preaching. Amen. And I could say that's the best we got. But let me tell you something. It's everything. Because it's his choice. Yeah, it is. And that's what's so beautiful about God. You're going to either take it God's way or you're going to miss it. You're either going to take it God's way. And that's why I love his word. I just love it. It's so true. No matter how you go, when the word of the Lord is spoken, his word's true. Did you go after him? His word's true. Did you turn away? His word's true. Oh, thank you. I see him in you. I see him in your eyes. Tell you, saints, he truly is. He's graced this meeting. He's given us one faith. He's given us one praise. We're in one accord. We're not in all of these different things. There's just one purpose. This is what Paul's gospel does. We're tightly fit, compacted together. Sometimes it gets uncomfortable, but that don't matter. All them tribes were called out there. You get over here on this side of the tabernacle and you on this. They had hundreds of thousands all around there. You think they all got along all the time? Heck no. But they were out there for a purpose. This is God's work. This is God's masterpiece. And I'm going to tell you something. It's just like them. When you're living in it, it's hard to see. You know? It's like when you're in a forest. Yeah, you know you're in a forest, but you can't see it. But you know you're there. You can see bits and pieces of it. But then you stand back and you get that perspective. Yeah, that's a forest. Now. Saints, that's just it. We must not only enter into the power and the revelation and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, but we need to stay in the power of it. We need to remain in the power of it. And by the grace of God, we need to grow in the power of it. Amen? And I thank the Lord. That's the transformation of the sons of God. I'm talking about the growth into the full maturity. They don't flatline. They're champions. By the grace of God, they want to continue out and fighting the good fight of faith. There's always a new challenge. David had that kind of heart. Those mighty men said, you know, King, you're kind of getting up there. Maybe stay back. Let us go out and fight this now. He didn't really like that talk, did he? What do you mean? I get up every morning to get out there and take some heads. Huh? Are you like the mighty men that was weeping when there weren't any more giants to slay? What's wrong with that fella? How can he be like that going through giants? Looking at trials that way. He bothering me. That kind of faith really irks me. Huh? I've known saints like that. I'm talking about the ones that have that kind of faith that it irked people. Because they don't understand. And you know who doesn't understand? A child. Children get critical. They do. They get resentful. They get bitter. They get jealous. They get all of these different things. When you grow up, you get thankful. And you appreciate ones that are thankful like you can't imagine. And those vessels, praise God, that are truly vessels that add to the usefulness of the husband. I thank the Lord, and I'm not shining you, saints. I'm surrounded by quite a few. God knows what we need. And that's why I thank the Lord. Just be more thankful. Be more grateful. That's why Paul said, I appreciate your love for one another, but that your love may grow more and more and more and more for one another. You know, this meeting, thank the Lord, is God's protected from many, many years. Going on to 80-some years now that the bridal message been preached here. And you'd think that people would only get more thankful. Isn't that something? Shouldn't you be? How many things die out in this world? A lot. How many things go on, and if you actually enter in, you watch God do it, actually increase at an increasing rate. That's where you know where you're at. That's when you know, do I really love? Do I love the bridal message? Because this is the bridal message. The bridal message is just words, but it's power in them that receive it because it's the Holy Ghost. Now, knowing the power of his resurrection, let me tell you something. That's the full overcoming power of the Holy Ghost in everything in life. Everything in life. The full overcoming power of the Holy Ghost in everything in life. That's not just to get you out of a situation. Just watch God do something amazing in your life. And I'll just testify to you real quick. Yesterday before the meeting, the wedding, I was cooking breakfast. I actually cooked too. I like to cook. Only breakfast. I can really mess up a dinner. But we were in a hurry, and so what I did is I put that pan on the stove, and I turned that handle, and it was right over the burner. And it's a metal handle, one of the metal skillets that really cook your food just perfect. And I let that handle cook real hot, but I didn't know I did. And I thought it was done and everything was done. And I went to grab that thing with this hand. And I grabbed it, and I grabbed it, and I was walking over here with it like that. And I realized that, you know, my hand was, I had a piece of lava in that hand. And I just dropped it. And I had to mark all the way through here red and all the way up fingers. I just glanced at it, but immediately the Lord had me to put that hand on there, and I lifted it up, and I praised in God, and just all I could call out is on Jesus, 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 Jesus. Lord, you got to do it. You got to do it. We got a wedding. Got to do it. A lot of things hit me, Lord. I got to fly tomorrow. Yes, yeah, be tough grabbing that yoke. Bunch of blisters on my hand. I could see him start to form. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Taking that wonderful Holy Ghost power. Begin to look at it. It's just like old Moses. Stuck it in there. It had leprosy. Put it back in, son. That's all I could think about. Sister said, my hands are too soft for a man. Come on over here, sister. That hand is like a baby's, honey. There ain't a mark on it. It's wonderful. And that's overcoming power of the Holy Ghost. I know who healed me. And I thank God that's available. But I'm talking about Holy Ghost power that heals you from yourself. Holy Ghost power that says, you're the man. Holy Ghost power that breaks up the fallow ground. Holy Ghost power that says, I was so wrong. And I am sorry. The Holy Ghost power to cause me to quit spinning around in my life and trying to deflect all the things that God is saying, honey, I'm right here. Now, why do you think that Paul told Timothy, son, stir up the gift? Honey, it's going to be your turn to run. It's your time, son. I'm sure Timothy's thinking, my goodness, you got Paulus, you got all these. What are you coming over here for? No. It's you. It's time to run. Stir up the gift, son. We're going to start right at the beginning. You ain't going to get anywhere. I'm going to give you some word that's going to be amazing. But we're going to start right here. Stir up the gift. And if that gift isn't stirred, don't worry about anything else because it ain't going to happen. It's got to be by the power of his might. We're here in Ephesians, and I thank the Lord as he said, now, as he wrapped up everything, and he said, okay, here we go. Finally, my brethren, what did he say? Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the word and the power of his might, the Holy Ghost. Paul says, praying in the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. You must have that power. And that power, by the grace of God, it's not just to be filled, but to be full. Full. Full and overflowing. Full and overflowing with this joy and peace and abounding in hope. Without the power, you quit. Without the power, you grow cold. Without the power, there is no testimony of first love joy. Joy. Do people know you're in love? I mean, really? You ever been in love before? Naturally? I'm sure somebody knew you were in love. Maybe you could hide it, but then you got in the mirror and you're goofy dancing around doing your dance and nobody else saw, but you're in love. Well, this is even more transforming because the one that you're in love with, the body is here. Do you really get that? You're going to marry a head and a body. Believe it or not, you are if you're going to marry it. You're not just going to get the head. You're going to get the whole thing. And that's why Jesus says, how can you say you love me? And you can put this in there. How can you say that you're in first love with me if I'm not in first love with you? Amen. Your brother. Amen. Your brother. Hallelujah. That you've seen. Come on. Isn't that the truth? That's why there's something about the assembling of yourselves the much the more as you see this day approaching. All of these different things. I'm here to preach God's best to you. We don't have time to mess around with stuff. This is the word of his grace. This is truth. And yep, you know what? You're going to do with it what you want. But I, by the grace of God, I want to arrive there. And I want to have such a thanksgiving in my heart. Lord, I am so thankful that grace did it in me. that I didn't go after this and I didn't go after that and I didn't get my feathers ruffled over here. I didn't get my toes stepped on over here. Or I didn't think that, you know, this one and that one, and I don't see it happening like I did. Where's the word of his grace? That's where I want to be. Now, mature love rests in the heart of the lover. Do you know that? Mature love rests in the heart of the lover. See, that's why I'm thankful I don't hear this anymore. Oh, I hope I'm in the bride. Do you think Roxanne came here, showed up yesterday? Oh, I hope Greg's going to marry me. I'll just kind of show up there. He'd be nuts. I know that man's going to marry me. He's waiting to marry me. He got out there first. He showed me. He got out here first. He showed you. Listen to him. He's marvelous. Everything he shows us. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. What don't you understand? But see, that's the love that just rests in that love. And I abound in hope because of the joy of how he loves me. That's why I'm happy. That's why I'm happy when I preach. How could I not be preaching this? I've seen people preach this gospel, this bridal message. Really, I have. I thank the Lord, the word of his grace is still the word of his grace. But how much more power when you preach truth in love, spirit and truth. If it's offensive to somebody, I'm not here to please you. I know who I'm pleasing. And I thank God for it. Now, I want you to think about this. See, I abound in hope because of the joy of how he loves me. That's the joy of how he loves me. That's how our lives should just function. And you think about that, the Holy Ghost gives us the knowledge of all truth. Amen? The Holy Ghost gives us all this knowledge of all truth to know. When we know all truth, then we know the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. The breadth and the length and the depth and the height of Christ Jesus' love for you. So then, knowing that love for you, how could you not abound in hope? How could you not abound in absolute joy? I know the end of the story. Amen. I know where I'm going to be. I know it. Oh, you say, how could you say that? Because I'm confident in the grace. The grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace, the grace. This all grace that he's given. Can all grace come up short? It cannot. He gave me all grace. He gave you all grace. Are you taking it? It's all that has to happen just to take it. Take what's freely given. Take what's all freely given. And today, maybe today's the day. I pray that today's the day. Every day. It says now. Now. I mean, we should be flooding off of these pews coming up to the altar today. And I'm telling you truthfully, we really should. Every Sunday. Even in your home, your bed, whatever, a chair. Every day. Just praising him, abounding in this hope. Praise God. The hope, the joy. Not an if. I'm hoping he's coming today for me. I'm his bride. Hallelujah. I know I am. I'm transforming because of the word of his grace. Is that powerful? The promises are that assured. And I thank God that I'm believing the Lord to do this. I thank the Lord that the hope of our eternity, this joy that I preach, praise God, is an assurance. An assurance. I'll be ruling and reigning jointly in the midst of the throne with him. By the grace of God, I'll be glorified together with him. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm his workmanship. What can't he do? What can't he do? Oh, come on now. See, I believe in his great love for me. I do. I believe his word that he says he desires me. He desires me. Oh, my goodness. And he's promised, brothers and sisters, promised in that desire. Honey, you're the good pleasure of my will. I'm the good pleasure. I'm his ecstasy. He blushes looking through the lattice at me. I know what grace has done for my life. Are you here to believe the word of God? I'm here to believe the word of God. Are you here to believe the word of God? I really, isn't that why we come? Well, thank you, Jesus. Lord, let me believe the word of God. Now, let's wrap it up. I thank God that his foreknowledge predestinated me to be brought to the place that I am in love with him because of his love for me. I'm in love with him because of his love for me. That's what transformed this in my life and yours too, to fall in love with Jesus because he's in love with you. And the Holy Ghost ministers to your heart exactly that. That you're the one. He met you at the well. You didn't deserve it. You had a divine appointment. You happened upon that grace. You weren't looking for that grace. You had no idea about that grace. But grace and its choice was you. You see that? Grace and grace's choice is you. That's how the word of God works. That's how mercy works. God's mercy, he tells this. I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. Now you can look at that and say, well, I don't want a God like that. Well, see, he foreknew that you would have that heart of stone and you'll just do that. And so once again, his word is true. You're doing exactly what the word of God said you'd do. The sinner can't help do what God's word says they'll do. The evil can't help do what God says it'll do. But thanks be to God. Those vessels of mercy. It can't help but do what God said it'll do. And then you say, well, what do I do? Just be thankful. Just be thankful. Does a diamond make itself? Does a lily make itself? Does the lump of clay get on that wheel and make itself? When are we going to understand? Amen. This is God. This is God. Amen. And we've got one big thankful. We're it. We're it. You're it. Okay? All right. So he's going to keep us in that place. I believe him. I'm thanking God because of this wonderful truth, the ministering of the Holy Ghost. Those roots are only going to grow more deep. He's going to finish the work that he's begun. And I thank the Lord that I'm praying for my life and yours as well. Lord, let that hyper hope. See, that's abounding hope. See, we studied hyper grace. That word abound, perisuo, abounding above that. And abounding super above that. And abounding a super super duper above that, and then infinitely above that, and never ceasing to abound, and then increasing beyond, ever increasing to abound, and increasing beyond that. That's exactly what parasuo means. Hyper grace, hyper hope. And I thank the Lord, this hope has no limits. It has no boundaries. None. That's the hope of the bride. This is the hope that never exhausts. It increases beyond and keeps on going. It's the hope of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters, and it's everything. What will he not do in you? I want you to think about it. What will he not do in you? He said, I'll perform. He said, I'll complete. He said, I'll accomplish. He said, I'll perfect. And what did he say to that? I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. So I say back to Jesus, I know you will, you will, you will, and you will. So every time there would be a little doubt or anything like that would come in, you will. You will perform it. You will accomplish it. Because I'm feasting. I'm feasting at that table. And I thank the Lord. I pray today, brothers and sisters, we need that fire. You need that fire. And pray for more of that hyper hope. Hyper hope. Lord, let my life truly be a life of joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. I can't even express. I can't even tell you. I couldn't even utter. Words would not even approach it. The joy unspeakable, because it's so full of glory. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, come in.
If you do not believe, just ask me. Just ask and I will give you it.
Thank you.
If you've been filled, oh, come. Come and get filled some more.
Oh,
I
Jesus.
Want you to be
moved
by my power.
Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah.
Take it and run.
Oh, God. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, in Jesus, in Jesus, in Jesus.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, God.
Lord.
Oh, God.
Lord, don't.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we're thankful, Lord. And Lord, continue to work in your vessels. And Lord, continue to do your perfecting. Lord, help us to yield, Lord, truly to yield in sincerity, God. Help each and every one of us not to be cavalier. God, to not be complacent. God, help us to. And I thank the Lord. I've heard this for many years. Jesus, thank you for giving this to my heart over and over. Son, break up the fallow ground. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You've always broken up the fallow ground. Lord, I do. I just, for my life and my brethren, God, help us to seek that humility. Help us truly to be those vessels, Lord God, that would add to your usefulness, to be pliable for you, to not seek our own will, to not seek our own way. Lord, to get us to stop of ourselves. And Lord, to move with those feet, the hinds feet, that are assured as they go. And they do not slip. And they go forward. Lord, thank you. Thank you. You are for us, Jesus. You love us so tenderly. You love us so fiercely. You love us so completely. Lord, help us to trust in your love and respond just in the joy that is set before you. Thank you, Jesus, for this time, and may you come today. Amen.